The Dow sinks by nearly 340 points, and the NASDAQ is in correction. Yeah, territory. It's the business news headlines for Wednesday, the 19th day of January, and coming to you today from Kansas City, Missouri. And yeah, it's cold here, too. In the business news, you got some old stuff lying around? Well, Target and other retailers want it, and they'll pay you for it. Elon Musk is worried about the population. Railroads in the U.S. are feeling the pinch. Tomorrow, President Biden will mark his first year in office, and it's been a mixed bag. We'll have a review. United Airlines hints of a stronger year ahead. We've got the Wall Street Report, and is Peloton spinning out? Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease. And as we said, we are coming to you this week from Kansas City, Missouri, from our home base there in Iowa. We traveled south about 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, I think it was. We'll be here all week long. Hey, you want to follow us from wherever on the planet you happen to be? You can find us on Twitter at @IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was a rough day on Wall Street as the major indexes fell on inflation fears. The NASDAQ had its worst day in 10 months as investors focused on those fears and rising bond prices. It was just yesterday the NASDAQ tumbled 2.6% to finish below its 20-day moving average. While today wasn't as bad, the tech-heavy index is in correction territory. The last time the NASDAQ did that was on March 8th of 2021. Those numbers from today, I'll have those for you in just a bit. You know, we've all got some old stuff lying around the house or the office, and now is your chance to be rewarded for turning it in to one of several major retailers. Go Banking Rates is reporting that if you have unused electronics, video games, or even car seats, you might be able to trade those items in for gift cards, coupons, and more. Now, you heard that right. Retailers like Target, Amazon, and Walmart offer trade-in programs that allow you to cash in on your old stuff. So let's get into it. What's the deal? Well, for example, Amazon will reward you with an Amazon gift card through the Amazon trade-in program when you send in your old electronics and devices, including Kindle e-readers, tablets, streaming media players, Bluetooth speakers and headphones, home security devices, wireless routers, cell phones, and gaming systems. Sometimes, even if they don't work, they'll give you cash. With the Apple trade-in program, you can trade in an eligible device for credit toward your next purchase or get an Apple gift card. The program applies to iPhones, iPads, Macs, Apple Watches, Androids, and other Apple devices. Best Buy has an extensive trade-in program that accepts a wide variety of devices, including cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and smartwatches, plus cameras, video games, TVs, and more. Take your trade-in item to a Best Buy store or mail your item in to receive an e-gift card for the value of your trade-in. Target typically holds an annual car seat trade-in event every September. Now, during that 2-week program, Target stores accept and recycle all types of car seats, including infant seats, convertible seats, car seat bases and harnesses, or booster seats, even if they're damaged or expired, and you'll get 20% off your next car seat. Walmart accepts cell phones, tablets, game consoles, voice speakers, laptops, and wearables through its trade-in program. All you have to do is select your device and answer a few questions to get your free trade-in offer. Send your device back for free via FedEx and receive an e-gift card once your device is received and evaluated. Ways to make money and off of your old stuff. Hey, you know what? We are here to help. The shrinking population of the planet has Elon Musk worried. Bazinga is reporting that in a series of tweets, Musk dwelt on the rapidly declining birth rates around the world and its impending threat to human civilization. He went on to say in a tweet, quote, "If there are not enough people for Earth, then there definitely won't be enough for Mars." He finished that off with a frowning face emoji. The tech billionaire also termed the projections about overpopulation by the United Nations as utter nonsense and attached the links for some articles that talked about the projected fall in the global fertility rate. Musk's comments come as reports show a growing number of people around the world are deciding not to have children due to concerns such as climate change, inequality, and financial worries. Musk has said earlier, too, that the shrinking population is a threat to human civilization. Well, the supply chain issue isn't just with trucks and ports. It also is impacting the railroad industry. Reuters is reporting that North American railroad operators are expected to reveal a dour picture when they report fourth quarter results as lower freight volumes due to port congestion, labor shortages, and adverse weather dampen gains from higher shipment prices. The COVID-19 pandemic knocked volumes shipped, but the companies were able to offset some of that impact by raising prices. But even that might not be enough to sustain profit growth going forward. But don't give up. Analysts see a light at the end of the tunnel. Volumes are widely expected to pick up this year, with the bulk of the growth in the second half. President Biden gave his first press conference of 2022 in the face of faltering poll numbers. The most recent 538 poll has the president with only 41% of Americans approving of his time on the job. Meanwhile, 53% do not. However, the president, during his presser, said he is not giving up on his major priorities. So what's going on with the approval numbers? Now, there are a host of issues, from the public expecting too much a year ago to too much being promised. And then there is the ever-troubling Omicron variant that has the United States scrambling for some type of national response. One of the things that has hobbled the president was his belief that Americans would listen to him and the science surrounding COVID and get vaccinated. However, just 56% of Americans are fully vaccinated, well below that of other developed nations. And it's all being fueled by politics and misinformation. But what about the economy? Here, Biden has done well, at least on the jobs front. The White House says the U.S. economy regained 6.4 million jobs over the past 12 months, and the unemployment rate fell to 3.9% from 6.4%. It's been the biggest year of job growth ever, and much of that has to do with the passage of the American Rescue Plan, a vaccination plan that among some is being heeded, and the bipartisan infrastructure plan. All good, but there's a but. Much was promised, and the American people saw Biden as someone who could pull the country together. But with the failure of the Build Back Better, climate and social bill, and the inability to get voting rights passed, all due to a stonewalling GOP and a couple of reluctant Democrats, the president suffers. Add to that the growing tensions between the U.S. and Russia, and dark clouds abound. But remember, this is just year one. Presidential watchers say that as the U.S. attempts to get it right with the virus and the economy picks up and more people are making a good living, the worm will turn. Stay tuned. Case in point, by the way, United Airlines trimmed its quarterly loss and sees a much brighter future moving forward. Reuters is reporting that the Chicago-based carrier expects revenue in the quarter through March will recover to 75 to 80% of the 2019 levels as turbulence caused by the Omicron coronavirus variant depresses near-term demand. However, bookings for the spring and beyond, the carrier says those remain strong. On an adjusted basis, United reported a loss of $1.60 a share for the quarter through December. That's compared with a loss of $7 a share just a year ago. Analysts had expected a quarterly loss of $2.11 a share, so yeah, United is doing better than last year for sure, and better than analysts expected. Speaking of stocks, it was another lousy day on Wall Street. In early trading, it looked like the major indexes might just finish in the green. But that was not to be the case. The Dow sank by 339 points to close at 35,028, while the Nasdaq tumbled 166 points to 14,341. That's a handful of points below its correction level. And the S&P 500 fell by 44 points to 4532. It was another choppy day of trading, with investors spooked over higher interest rates and the possibility that the 10-year T-note will top 2%, even though it did settle down 3 basis points today at 1.85%. And finally, there is this. The story is that exercise company Peloton is, in the words of one employee, quickly spinning out. CNBC is reporting that Peloton is eyeing job cuts and store closures and has enlisted management consultancy McKinsey to review its cost structure. 15 showrooms are on the cut line, while employees at remaining stores could be asked to take customer service calls. The pace of growth in new subscriptions at the exercise equipment and media company has ground down since the start of the pandemic, and Peloton will soon be adding fees to deliver and assemble its bike and tread products. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.